Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This election is not over. Far from it. We have only begun the process of obtaining an accurate, honest vote count. One party in America that opposes verifying signatures, citizenship, residency, eligibility. There is only one party in America trying to keep observers out of the count room. And that party, my friends, is the Democrat Party.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
You don't take these positions because you want an honest election. You don't oppose an audit of the vote because you want an accurate count. You don't oppose our efforts at sunlight and transparency because you have nothing to hide. You take these positions because you are welcoming fraud and you are welcoming illegal voting. Our position is clear. We want to protect the franchise of the American people. We want an honest, accurate, lawful count. We want maximum sunlight. We want maximum transparency.
Imagine that. When you got turnouts in some places over 90%, when you got Biden-only ballots, when you got computer glitches, how dare you, right? How dare you even question? You know, it cast some serious doubt on this election. And if you think for a Mississippi minute that fraud did not occur a week ago today, anyone who thinks otherwise is in deep denial. Now, how much fraud happened? Well, that's why investigations happen, to figure that out. Things happen that are statistically impossible. Let me make it simple for Democrats. It would be like a baseball team. Their pitcher goes out, four different pitchers, and they all pitch perfect games to sweep a World Series. 27 men up, 27 men down for 36 straight innings. Is it possible? Oh, sure, it's possible. Is it probable? No way. There's only been one in Major League Baseball history, Don Larson, 1956. Could you have four perfect games pitched in a World Series? No. So we have some leftists and some big old stinky rhinos who still haven't accepted the results of 2016, right? And you're going to tell me that you want me to accept Biden as a supreme leader this very second, or I'm a sore loser? I got three words. Don't be gaslit. Don't be manipulated with their psych games to make you question your own sanity. This is where they're taking it.
Oh, happy day.
It's true.
Oh, happy day.
I had no idea how enraged I had been all for these last 4 years.
Me neither.
Really, when I started crying, that's when I knew. And I want to tell you, foreign leaders were elated. They know this means a return of U.S. leadership. You know who has become a crybaby, the crybaby in Wawa Chief. It didn't go our way. Hillary did not whine. Hillary did not quine. She did not say we need a recount. She said, okay, you won fair and square, even when we knew the Russians had been in there. She did not say, well, I should be president now. She didn't. She did what you're supposed to do. If you don't win, then you say, okay.
I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president. He knows. He knows.
You know, enough said. Sometimes the evidence speaks for itself, Whoopi. Yeah, Hillary didn't cry. She wasn't a crybaby.
Thank
right?
you all so much. What a super Tuesday.
Now Joe Biden is illegally negotiating policy with foreign leaders, violating the Logan Act. I just glanced up here right before we started the show, and I have the Traitor Network on mute, and I looked up and I saw Joe Biden, and it said Office of President-Elect behind him. He was speaking, had it all, you know, regal-looking, presidential-looking. That's so everybody will glance at that and be like, okay, I guess it's real. They gave him the President-Elect sign. Yeah, he printed it at Kinko's. I can do that, too. I have, I got a much chance. But no, I'm saying that until this is certified, he's a citizen. And you know what citizens cannot do? Oops.
Foreign leaders are already having phone calls with Joe Biden talking about the agenda they're going to pursue January 20th.
All right. Violating the Logan Act. Is that what we heard? Newsflash to all news outlets. You don't decide who the president is. Newsflash to the Fresno Bee and all the local TV and radio outlets. You don't decide who the president is. Newsflash, do your research. You don't decide. Joe Biden, what? You just heard right there. Joe Biden, that guy right there you heard, it was former Obama Deputy National Security Director Ben Rhodes. I guess, did the Biden campaign say he shouldn't have said that? Because he kind of implicated Biden in some major crimes. Let's hear it in the full context here.
He's going to start announcing cabinet secretaries. The center of political gravity in this country and the world is shifting to Joe Biden. Foreign leaders are already having phone calls with Joe Biden talking about the agenda they're going to pursue January 20th. If that reality hasn't sunk in yet for some people in the White House, it will sink in when they have to leave on January 20th. And they're going to be in for a rude awakening here. I remember I was on the incoming side where I felt the spotlight shifting to us in 2008. And I was on the outgoing side in 2016 when it was shifting away from us to Donald Trump. That's just going to happen regardless of what they do. The question is, how much damage do they do? How much do they slow down that efficient transfer? How much do they sow seeds of doubt of whether this is a legitimate result to their supporters? But they cannot affect the basic story here. And the basic story is that Joe Biden won, Donald Trump lost, and Joe Biden's going to be hiring a team and getting ready to take over the government on January 20th. They can make that more difficult for him, but they can't stop it.
Notice what he said. Taking over the government January 20th, not November 10th. Through all of that, listen to this 5 seconds.
Foreign leaders are already having phone calls with Joe Biden talking about the agenda they're going to pursue January 20th.
Russia, China, Mexico have yet to congratulate Joe Biden because they're not convinced he actually won the election. The Mexican president, Lopez Obrador, saying that President Trump is being censored by U.S. media. They see what's going on. And you got right now Sleepy Basement Boy Joe violating the Logan Act. Obviously, we heard negotiating with foreign leaders on behalf of the United States. Oh, it's not a big deal. Democrats break laws all the time. Yeah, this is actually a big deal. The Logan Act says any citizen of the United States, wherever he may be, who without authority of the United States directly or indirectly commences or carries out any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof, blah, 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 blah. The rest of this, it's in violation of the Logan Act. Felony punishable by 3 years in prison. So, Joe Schmo, the U.S. citizen, is not allowed to negotiate with foreign governments. Who is? The president of the United States, which is currently Donald J. Trump, definitely not Joe Biden.
Foreign leaders are already having phone calls with Joe Biden talking about the agenda they're going to pursue January 20th.
You know what they'll do? He probably went out and said that, so Democrats will probably use this to impeach him on the Logan Act by Easter and install Comrade Kamala. They're probably, hey, Joe, why don't you discuss some of the... Hey, guys, get your camera phones running. Record this. Hey, Joe, start talking to him about war and trade embargoes and the Paris climate. I mean, start telling him, all right, give me the phone. I'll talk to him, right? I mean, who knows how they're setting him up. But I can tell there was a setup a week ago today, and we still got a lot of questions. Now, we got a lot that needs to be answered. Was this fraud? Was it decisive? Will the president's team be able to actually prove it? We got to demand proof. And if the president's team can't show a solid case for fraud when recounts happen, then the case will go nowhere. He'll go off to Mar-a-Lago. Joe Biden will come in. But as the Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow and election law expert writes, even if news organizations declare a winner, that's not the official results. States have until December 8th to settle any election disputes. See, our founding fathers put this in, and our state, not the wisdom of the current state legislature, but there are provisions that are written in case things like this happen. in case there's an election dispute, to certify the results before the meeting of the state electors in every state on December 14th when they cast their electoral college votes for president. Remember last time when Trump won, there was all this talk of some electoral representatives might not vote for him and go against their state? Oh, yeah, that was actually talked about then. The dispute. The Trump legal team already collecting affidavits of voter fraud, filing lawsuits in Michigan. Got a affidavit from a Detroit election worker named Jesse Jacob, and it reads, I was told to author information in the qualified voter file to falsely show that the absentee ballots had been received in time to be valid. I estimate this was done to thousands of ballots. I was also instructed.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Not to look at any of the signatures on the absentee ballots. I was instructed not to compare the signature on the absentee ballots with the signature on the file. So, Chris Wallace and the rest of the now swamp media. When I hear eyewitness accounts of guys like Jesse Jacob in Detroit, when they start to pop up all over America, I think their eyewitness accounts of fraud are worth looking into. You weren't there. You were in the Fox studio with your earpiece in. You weren't out there. You get one state to hand recount. Ballots and envelopes. You know, we signed the envelope. We should sign the ballot. Anyhow, one state can show some proof based on the evidence at hand, literally hand, like hand count with observers from each party. If we can show corruption, then you hand count every state if you have to. Right? Move inauguration to Valentine's Day if we have to. It's COVID. We move everything around. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger hoping the state will recount its votes given the razor thin right now in Georgia. Also seeing it getting closer in Arizona. Right? Yeah, we know what happened on election night.
Check it out. Yeah. You got your facts foxed.
The Georgia Voting System Implementation Manager. Boy, that's a title, isn't it? His name is Gabriel Sterling. He said, we're going to find out people did illegally vote. That's going to happen. There are going to be double voters. There are going to be people who did not have the qualifications for registered voters to vote in this state. Representative Chip Roy of Texas, Republican, got together with some other Republicans calling for a recount, an audit, full review of the election. Fewer than 100,000 votes right now separate Basement Boy and the president in a lot in the key swing states, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, plus Nevada. Fewer than 100,000 votes total out of almost 150 million votes cast. So questions need to be answered. Real clear news, real clear politics moved Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes back in the too close to call category, meaning, according to them, no one's at 270. Boy, some people are going to have to eat some crow, aren't they, that have come out. But can you imagine? Can you just imagine? I don't even want to imagine if now that they've gone out and celebrated. You think George Floyd got some riots going? Can you imagine? Yeah, well, hey, if that day comes, that day comes. I hope they behave themselves. Donald Trump Jr. said 70-plus million Americans are rightfully upset and not one city burned, right? You see a little difference of how we handle things? Kayleigh McEnany yesterday.
You don't take these positions because you want an honest election. You don't oppose an audit of the vote because you want an accurate count. You don't oppose our efforts at sunlight and transparency because you have nothing to hide. You take these positions because you are welcoming fraud and you are welcoming illegal voting. Our position is clear. We want to protect the franchise of the American people. We want an honest, accurate, lawful count. We want maximum sunlight We want maximum transparency.
Here's Neil Censor It Out Cavuto on Fox News as Kayleigh McEnany, the president's spokeswoman, was speaking. Neil Cavuto was airing it on his midday Fox show, and here's what he did.
Illegal vote.
I just think we have to be very clear. She's charging, the other side is welcoming fraud and welcoming illegal voting. Unless she has more details to back that up, I can't in good countenance continue showing you this. I want to make sure that maybe they do have something to back that up, but that's an explosive charge to make, that the other side is effectively rigging and cheating. If she does bring proof of that, of course, we'll take you back. So far, she has started saying right at the outset, welcoming fraud, welcoming illegal voting. Not so fast. A little more intense.
Heating up, getting closer in Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania. Well, in Pennsylvania, they just need a complete do-over, right? I don't think that's in the Constitution, but hey, who follows that old thing these days anyhow, right? The investigation to see if there was election fraud. We'll do more updates in Liz Peek, FoxNews.com, and TheHill.com. She's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Trevor Carey, Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400.
Attorney General William Barr authorized the DOJ to look into voting irregularities. That's the first step. First person that even got me thinking that way was a caller to this show. I hadn't heard anybody talk about it, and they called the show and goes, where's the DOJ? I was like, yeah, exactly. Election fraud update, James O'Keefe tweeting out, postal worker Richard Hopkins in Erie, Pennsylvania, has been placed on unpaid leave for blowing the whistle on backdating of ballots. Look at that. Okay. He got placed on unpaid leave because he went ahead and did a little whistleblowing. Attorney generals from across the U.S. are taking legal action. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter spoke about it, saying about all the undue influence involved with this. They said it's like comparing it to referees getting to change the rules midway through the football game. Here's Louisiana Attorney General. This is Jeff Landry.
In this particular case, we believe it's akin to the referees getting to change the rules of the game midway through the football game. And being that we're in football season, I think every American can understand and appreciate that. And we believe that's exactly what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did. The referees, which are the judges, don't get to write the rules. That's the legislature. And unfortunately here, we believe that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did exactly that by rewriting the law.
Yeah, where's Neil Cavuto to cut him off? They said the state Supreme Court overstepped their bounds with dealing with the state legislature. And they did, just like this governor's overstepped his bounds dealing with our state legislature that just kowtowed. What do you expect? Bunch of beta boys together? Before the election, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said they would allow mail-in ballots to be counted post-election day without any kind of evidence of a postmark. The state Supreme Court also ruled before the election that ballots cannot be tossed over a signature that doesn't match up. Republican members of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives calling for an audit of the election as well. Last week, they sent a letter to Governor Tom Wolf demanding an audit of the results. He's just kind of giving them the nose in the air. Congressman Doug Collins in Georgia demanding a manual recount.
There are 8,890 military ballots outstanding that will be counted if they were returned by the close of business today. Right now, Georgia remains too close to call. Out of approximately 5 million votes cast, we'll have a margin of a few thousand. The focus for our office and for the county election officials for now remains on making sure that every legal vote is counted and recorded accurately. As we are closing in on a final count, we can begin to look toward our next steps. With a margin that small, there will be a recount in Georgia.
Good.
Interest in our election obviously goes far beyond Georgia's borders. The final tally in Georgia at this point has huge implications for the entire country.
Sure does. It's all in question.
Foreign leaders are already having phone calls with Joe Biden talking about the agenda they're going to pursue January 20th.
Okay, look up the Logan Act. He could be in trouble. Why President Trump must continue to fight, Liz Peek. We'll talk to her next right here.
The Trevor Carey Show. Power Talk 96.7 AM 1400 and the iHeartRadio app. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
It's a time for healing, Liz.
Sorry. Was that the wrong response?
No, I think that's the right one. Fox News contributor, The Hill contributor, Liz Peek. Liz, you wrote an article at Fox News, Biden the Uniter. Here's why I don't think it will happen. And thank you for writing that, because all day yesterday you gave me that thought. I was like, if he really wanted to heal the nation, he would come out and say this election needs to be free and fair. You were correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The first thing, if Joe Biden is sincere in wanting to unite this country, he needs to show the 71 million people who voted for Donald Trump, a good portion of whom think that this was not a fair election and that substantial fraud resulted in Joe Biden winning. He needs to show those people that he too cares about a fair election and that he too is willing to challenge any misdeeds, any misconduct that took place in Georgia or Pennsylvania or Michigan or whatever. Honestly, if I were Joe Biden, that is what I would do. It would make a very strong statement that he really means what he says. The problem is, I don't think he does mean what he says. And I think that is just something, one of the many platitudes upon which his campaign rested, most of which are...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Equally meaningless.
You know, it would also be great if he came out and said, you know what, I think it'd be fair if you looked into my quid pro quo in the Ukraine. We know he's not going to do it. It was a great idea, and he should encourage a recount in those states. Many of them way too close right now. And yesterday, who was it talking about? How he gave, Governor Kristi Noem, South Dakota, talking about how he gave Al Gore 37 days off some hanging chads.
Yeah. Look, this, of course, I mean, the media controls the narrative on this, unfortunately, and the narrative will be that Trump is a sore loser, that he, you know, remember that there was some threat about having to escort him from the White House, all of this purporting to suggesting that Trump is an unpredictable person ready to throw our democracy under the bus in order to get his own way, in a sort of peevish, intolerant tantrum about the way this election was conducted. The reality is there are many things that were done inappropriately, fraudulently, substantial evidence of cheating in various states where, as you pointed out, the margin of victory for Biden was very, very slim. And I think it is entirely appropriate, just as Mitch McConnell said on the floor of the Senate yesterday, that President Trump allow the process to carry on, investigate the charges of fraud that are out there. He has a number of people on the ground doing that, who I think are very credible, by the way, and is being supported by a bunch of credible people who see trouble. Do I think it'll overturn the outcome of the election? I don't think so. I think there are too many... really, you have to flip Pennsylvania. And even though Real Clear Politics has put Pennsylvania back in the undecided category, and I'm not sure I understand exactly why they've done that, it's a kind of a heavy lift to imagine that they're really going to turn that state over. But you never know. And I mean, there are things that I don't understand. I would like more explanation, for example, on the so-called computer glitch. In Michigan, a computer program that sent 6,000 ballots meant for Trump into the Biden column. How do we know? Apparently, that same program is in place in dozens of states. How do we know that that glitch was not entirely purposeful? When you get into computer programming and how someone could skew an election by tweaking an algorithm, guess what? That makes me very nervous. And You know, I don't know how it works. I'd like more explanation about just how it did.
We have that same Dominion service here in Fresno County, the one that had the glitches. And I think, was it Michigan? Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and Liz, I thought about this. If a car company, Honda, Ford, Chevy, anybody, gets a computer glitch in their braking system, let's say, in one or two cars, what do?
They stop, they review it, and they take it out. That's exactly what happens.
They do a nationwide recall. If we have a little bit of something in some hamburger meat, we do a nationwide recall. Even though people aren't getting sick, even though brakes are still working in cars in other states, we say, hold up, there could be a problem here. And I think for the safety of cars braking and the safety of an election, we need a recall on this computer system.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I was thinking earlier today, remember who wanted Joe Biden to win? We know that Russia supposedly was in Trump's corner. At least that's what we heard from various intelligence groups. Who was in Biden's corner? China. How does China penetrate so many American institutions, steal so much intellectual capital from our corporations, et cetera, through software? And I have to tell you, I'm not a conspiracy theory advocate necessarily, but I would like somebody neutral, please find that person, I don't know where they are, who really could take a look at that software problem and figure out whether it was purposeful and how widespread it was.
I think they would be able to tell that. Sure they would.
Yeah.
You write demanding transparency would be a good beginning for Biden if he continues on here and actually becomes a president. But taking an office that millions of Americans believe you stole, that's only going to deepen our country's divide. So true. So true. I'll be upset for 4 years.
Well, I'm hoping that we'll be less upset in January when the Republicans win two seats in Georgia, Senate seats, which they absolutely must do, which basically will put the Biden agenda on hold, if indeed it is the Biden agenda. I mean, honestly, who knows? Because he ran a very, very careful and cynical campaign, which put out very little information to voters about where he stood on critical issues. We know he wants to go back in the Paris Climate Accord. Frankly, I think that's sort of a non-event, but on things like packing the court, allowing Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. to become states, all those kinds of issues, and the $4 trillion tax cut, which completely cripple our economy, not to mention banning fracking and other issues. I think there's a very good chance that basically this Senate in the hands of the GOP will keep any of that stuff from happening. That is huge. And so the next thing that happens is the progressives, who basically carried Joe Biden to victory in this election, who did not turn out for Hillary in 2016, as you well know, they're going to be angry because they're not going to see their ambitions realized under this president-elect Biden. And then they're going to really cause mayhem in the Democratic Party. It's already beginning. There's fights about who's going to be in the cabinet, who's going to be part of Joe Biden's advisory group, et cetera. And I think he has his hands full. I think Joe Biden is frail. He's weak. I personally don't think he'll last 4 years. If he does, I think it's a blessing, honestly, because I don't think he'll be able to maintain any kind of cohesion in the party. And that'll work out well for Republicans in 2024.
With Kamala as vice president, I will be praying every day for Joe Biden's health. She's an evil woman. She's an evil woman. There's a lot of people out there that look at the right as being completely evil. You got CNN, New York Times calling this the biggest threat to our democracy since the Civil War, meaning the GOP jailing Trump officials for immigration cruelty. And you wrote about Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin. I guess, Liz, they would be coming after you on this list. They should never serve in office, join a corporate board, find a faculty position, or be accepted into polite society. Where is polite society these days? Do you know where it is?
No, I don't. It's a good question because an awful lot of the people who purport to speak for that society are heinous and they're so vindictive. I mean, I think it is really kind of amazing. If you look back at the last 4 years, it has never been the Trump camp, and it won't be the Trump camp going forward, that really is viciously attacking individuals. Yes, Trump, I was thinking also this morning about, you know, has Trump's language really risen to the level that he is accused of that? And, you know, calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, I have to tell you, I think it's A, funny, but also she brought that on herself. Let's remember why he called her Pocahontas. It's because she furthered her own career and pretended to be an American Indian. I mean, all right, that's dishonest, and not to mention possibly even illegal if you're representing yourself as something you're not in state documents, which she did in Texas. That's why he calls her Pocahontas. Frankly, well deserved.
Well, but, that's know, why I repeat it.
I know. Anyway, I tell you one thing. If all else fails, we're going to be bored to death by Joe Biden, who really, at this point, first of all, has not yet confronted the press. And I'm taking bets on when that actually might happen. I don't think he wants to ever confront the press or have a press conference, because he's bound to be asked some questions that are uncomfortable, and he's bound to flop in trying to answer those. You know, I just think it's really sort of pitiful where we are. And, you know, I would love nothing more than to actually have all these challenges work out and President Trump become president. Sadly, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, we're going to keep fighting it. And you would think a case, you know, big cases where you got to prove election voter fraud across America, that's a huge case. That would normally take, what, 6 to 12 months for attorneys to get ready for that. They're going to have to cram this in really, really quick in the matter of 2 months.
Yeah. I mean, I think what they will be able to do, concerns, so that in the next cycle, perhaps, there is more oversight of city election boards where we know bad things happen. We know bad things happen in Detroit and in Philadelphia, and it is unconscionable that that continues on. And basically, the attitude of the left is kind of, number one, is it bad enough to affect the election outcome? Maybe not. And number two, is it any worse than it ever has been? That's not an acceptable position, in my view. It either should be routed out and punished, or we just decide that our democracy is indeed tainted, because that's just an incredibly unacceptable position. So for many reasons, I think it's great that they pursue some of these cases. The whole notion, the narrative from the media, the given accepted idea that there is no such thing as voter fraud, let's expose that for what it is. It's a lie. And we know it's a lie. And by the way, in 4 years, the Democrats will again press for a lot of mail-in balloting, even if there is no COVID. They'll decide that that's a way of expanding voter inclusion and outreach. The Stacey Abrams group will be thinking that's just terrific and promoting that. What it really does is allow for an awful lot of fraud. And I think that this is the time to put an end to it. And if that can be exposed as truly a weak element or a weak chain in our democratic process, then perhaps all of this challenging and so forth will be very worthwhile.
Well, I hope it does, because if it doesn't change, it's going to be time to become Nixon Republicans and get down and dirty to win, I guess. I don't know what else to say. Liz Peek, in closing here, today, Obama Deputy National Security, former National Security, Ben Rhodes implicated Biden. He said Biden's already having phone calls with foreign leaders about the agenda we're going to pursue January 20th. There's a thing called the Logan Act, and he's violating the law because the states have not certified him. You know, when CNN and Fox and the media does it, that's not official, and he could be breaking law right now.
And of course, it was Joe Biden in that now infamous White House meeting that suggested, I believe, using the Logan Act to go after General Flynn.
Yes.
So General Flynn at that point was part of a transition, an official transition team, and he did have a perfectly acceptable, expected even, conversation with the Russian ambassador amongst other foreign individuals, and you know that was held against him. What Ben Rhodes is talking about is exactly the same thing. It doesn't surprise me at all that that's happening. I think actually there have been stories that John Kerry has been meeting with Iranian officials, and other indications that Democrats were even ahead of this election in reaching out to foreign governments. No one would be surprised by that, but let's just all remember that that's why General Flynn got into hot water. Maybe some of Biden's team should be similarly prosecuted for that.
Yeah. Well, I think we got to give Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the voting capital of America, 84% turnout. You go look at Cleveland, and they're like, 50% turnout, which is a lot more normal turnout rate. But we see things like this, and it's just red flags popping up everywhere.
Yeah, and it's very discouraging, don't you think? And Frank, I tweeted something this morning about, sending a few people to jail would be a very good indication that we're serious about our election integrity. And I think that, again, whether or not you end up overturning the results and outcome of this election, I think it's incredibly important to just put your foot down here and say this is not, we will not accept this going forward.
Yeah, there were 7 Philadelphia election officials sent to jail over the last 2 years. To find one in an area is a big deal, but 7.
I mean, how many are there altogether?
Stars. In closing, I know you got out of the Big Apple there, but you got friends, family. Is New York City still pretty much a ghost town compared to what it used to be?
It's odd place to be because the office towers are empty. Employers pressed by this horrible mayor, Bill de Blasio, are pressuring workers to come back. They want some of their workers to come back. Workers are sort of like, no way, because it isn't safe to huddle into an elevator when the infection rate's over 2%, which it is now. And people are very worried about that. People are worried about taking the subways and so forth. The truth is New York continues to have and will have the highest per capita death rate in the country, and any claims that they know what they're doing should be completely dismissed. But by the way, that's not the only reason people are leaving New York. People are leaving New York in droves because the quality of life is deteriorating every month. More homeless people, more lawless people on the streets. This bail reform, I can't even talk about it without sputtering. It's so stupid. You have criminals being let out of jail, and guess what? They're still criminals. There isn't a magic tonic that they take upon release. And then you have the prospect of gigantic taxes. So tell me why people live in New York. I don't know.
The $0 bail had a murderous crime wave right here in Fresno. It was off the charts, still is, with the $0 bail out here. Well, we'll survive 2021. Who knows? I said a few months ago on the show to everybody, I said, hey, we could be living the good old days right now. And lo and behold, we were by what's coming. Liz, we appreciate everything. Point them to follow you on that good old social media that Al Gore invented.
On Twitter, I'm at Liz Peek, P-E-E-K, L-I-Z-P-E-E-K, and ditto Facebook and Parler. I'm on Parler as well. And who knows? Maybe Parler really has an opportunity here, or some other group will, to try and tell Jack Dorsey we don't like censorship.
Wouldn't it be great to send that message?
Yeah.
Sign up on Parler. Liz Peek, we'll talk soon when we know who's the president. Thank you for your time. We so much appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Take care.
Well, speaking of 2021, there's 2022 around the corner. Yes, sign up to become a Power Talk Precinct president. We're not stopping.
Trevor Carey, Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. Trevor Carey on Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400.
High-rises in New York City, empty. Just the tsunami all over. Fresno County Governor King, face mask gruesome, allowing us. Yes, we've been allowed. The king has allowed us to receive porridge for at least another week. Porridge. We'll stay in the red zone as he doesn't take a 75% pay cut. Yeah, stay at your 75% pay cut, only 25% capacity. You can handle it for a while. Come on, it's only been 8 months. What did you say? Please remove them from the room.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, get tested, stay healthy.
ABC30.com had an article today. Fresno chapter of Kamala Harris's sorority shares its pride. It starts out with Vice President-elect Dewey defeats Truman. And California Senator Kamala Harris has thousands of sisters celebrating history with her. Member of Harris's sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha, including Fresno's chapter, are sharing their pride. They're staying there ecstatic. They're happy. Let's see. They said here locally, as a black woman, I'm ecstatic. I think it finally brings to the fore the fact that black women have been the backbone of the Democratic Party. Finally, we're seeing some fruit of all those years of labor, and that is rewarding. The backbone, that reminds me. I don't know how many of you women at Alpha Kappa Alpha strive to be vice president. Strive to be president. But don't start your career like she did. You can look this one up. It's not a good thing. Sleeping with a married man old enough to be your dad's older brother. Yes, as old as Uncle Lenny. When Kamala started, she was the girlfriend of former Speaker of the House, former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Again, old enough to be your dad's older brother. Oh yeah, he's talked about it as well. So I see got the nickname Free Willy around here, but you can go ahead and look that up. But don't start your career like her. That would not be a wise move. This Me Too movement now, come on. Got to balance that out right there. They're talking about long caravans, big rallies, cars all over the New York metro area. They said the rallies are not ending. Instead, they're going to grow stronger. I think this last weekend, everybody was shell-shocked. It was a shell shock weekend. Now that Joe Biden is putting president-elect up on the banners behind him, CNN has dubbed him, Fox News has dubbed him, Fresno Bee has dubbed him, ABC 30, you go around the whole list here. TV, radio, local, national have stated, yeah, president-elect Joe Biden. Well, looks like they might have done it a little prematurely. Why is that? President catching up in Georgia. Pennsylvania now. Some news organizations are taking back the call to Joe Biden. You gotta let it work itself out. 37 days back in the year 2000. A new Politico poll shows 70% of Republicans say the 2020 election was neither free nor fair. 90% of Democrats polled say the election was free and fair. Interesting. 30% of Republicans think it was free and think it was fair. Did I just catch myself believing a poll again? I think I did. We'll break it down next right here. Thank you for your ears.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.